The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
One more email here. This guy said, I'm thinking about this story and I had to reach out to you guys. This is my story. My last grandparent, who lived in Galway, Ireland, passed away. I am born, bred, and raised Bostonian, but both of my parents from Galway, so I always consider Ireland home. Anyway, I fly home to Galway for my grandmother's funeral. I'm there for nearly a week. During that week, not only was the grieving process taking place, but a lot of Guinness was being consumed.
Yes.
That in itself can take one's flatulence to a whole new level.
Sure.
Now, my last night at home, my aunt made a proper bacon and cabbage dinner.
Oh, no.
I know where this is going.
No. It was an absolute delight.
Jeez. Yeah, but he had to get on a plane the next day.
He said, I'm betting Dave is already seeing the equation lining up. Since I'm home, I'm also taking one last night advantage of drinking some proper Guinness while I can. For those of you that don't know, Guinness plus cabbage equals the worst ass.
Yeah.
Yep. Next morning, driving from Galway to Shannon Airport, about an hour drive, I'm farting every couple minutes.
Mm.
The next one smelling worse than the one before.
Mm.
I'm beginning to wonder if something crawled up my ass and actually died.
I wonder if the cabbage is starting to like ferment on his insides.
And then you got all that bacon fat in there.
Oh, my God.
Giving it an oily kind of residue.
Mm-hmm. Get to the airport with the intention of using the facilities to hopefully eradicate the dead ghost that has lodged itself up my arse. I used the facilities. It was all ghost, no body.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. Yeah. In a bowl.
Yeah.
You're like, no!
It's like seeing a symphony orchestra.
I will say this. Luckily, flights are in low demand. Flying Aer Lingus into Boston, plane nearly empty.
You were so lucky.
Flight back to Boston. Cabbage, Guinness, and a compressed air tube makes for the worst gas of my life.
Yeah.
The flight takes off, and as I said, nearly empty. Thankfully, because the farts keep on coming, and I can't stop, and they smell so bad. It gets so bad that I try and use a blanket that they give you for warmth just to try and contain the farts around me.
You can't contain farts with a blanket.
That was a fail, he says.
Yeah.
So 2 hours into the flight, I need to use the bathroom. Walking towards the back of the plane, I notice the actual physical air quality of the plane gets better. Then once I'm headed back to my seat, I notice the physical air quality gets much worse.
Hmm. Jeez, he was actually just polluting the whole plane.
He said, my farts were so bad, they changed the physical air quality of a plane.
Usually that air takes care of it.
Yeah,
they circulate it
pretty quick. Yeah, pretty quick, because you'll smell it. Yeah, you'll smell it and be like, oh, God. And you know, though, you only have to wait a couple more seconds and then the...
Exactly.
Lisa Sucker 3000, I'll get it.
Flying with Lisa, she's very disappointed for those two seconds. She's like, oh.
How could you not?
And then it's gone. But thank God it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, thank God it goes away.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I guess that his were so bad. He was trapping them. There was, and the blanket probably stunk. Like,
I bet the pilot had a little light going off on his dashboard that was like the air quality is dropping.
Yeah, something's wrong back there.
We've got cabbage and Guinness.
We're detecting some kind of Guinness cabbage cloud.
We're gonna have to take the plane down. Light. We're gonna have to take her down.
Boop, boop, boop.
The cabbage alarm's off. The cabbage alarm.
He needed to go to the bathroom right away.
He did. He needed to get that out of him.
But he tried. Yeah. But the problem is, a lot of times, that stuff's still up in you.
Yeah.
Like, it's in your, like...
It's a couple of days.
It's pockets of it.
Yeah, it's in your, like, smaller intestines? And so it's still got a couple miles to go or whatever.
There is some Irish cooking that doesn't sit well with the digestive system.
No.
And cabbage is absolutely...
One of it.
But I love it. That ham and cabbage Irish dinner. Ugh.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Well, there's cabbage is also big in the Polish you know. So like I've encountered some bowling alleys that are not pleasant.
Do they have a lot of the sauerkraut too?
Sauerkraut, Polish sausage, and then and cabbage.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about another recipe for disaster. You can't have that and then get on a plane.
No.
Like, you can't have that. Yeah,
that's not plane food or before plane.
You can't do that, drink, and then fly.
No. Yeah. You have to know what you're getting into.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like, there are certain foods, as Lisa said, you cannot have before a flight. Or you should not, anyway, if you care about yourself and the people around you.
I usually go prison diet.
That's the best way.
I go prison diet before I'm
good.
Here's bread and water. Bread and water. I'm not taking any chances. I got to fly.
Yeah.
Number one, I don't want to even have to deuce. So
I hate even peeing on a plane. Like,
yeah, I don't even want to either.
Tiny little.
Yep.
It does suck. And then it's, you're caught in a like weird situation because you drink. Like, I'll drink on a plane and then I'm like, God, I got to pee.
It's been so long.
Oh, yeah.
Back there.
Yeah.
I always have to pee right after some like 400-pound older woman just took the deuce of her life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it never fails every time.
Yep, a 400-pound older lady.
Yeah. Just deuced.
You hate to see it.
You do.
You really do.
You do. You do.
You really do.
Yeah, I end up getting behind some horrible people, too, somehow.
I'm not
willing to pay attention to who's going to the bathroom, but I come out and I'm looking around like, who did it?
I pay attention like you wouldn't believe. Like, if I know I have to go to the bathroom, I might scout it for 20 minutes. I'll be like, no way, not this guy.
Yeah.
No way.
It's alarming when someone's in there for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you keep a timer on them.
You can always see it on their face when they're scampering up there.
Oh. Remember that old man on our last flight, Chuck? The old man we thought had died in there?
Yep, he was in there.
He was in there for like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. He's an older dude?
Yeah.
He was old.
I'd be like, at one point, I'm like, oh, he's still in there.
No, like, legitimately wondering whether or not you should tell
20 minutes is
like
a long
someone,
time to be
like,
in a
hey,
bathroom.
You know, it's been 20 minutes, guys. I think there might be a real issue in there. And then, but after 20 minutes, the door swung open.
He came
like,
slowly
oh,
sauntering out.
There he is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's the one I almost walked in on, right?
Yeah.
At least he's alive.
You kicked that door right into his face.
I've never seen
a door bend, but not break open as much as this door. Like, it folded in. I was like,
his legs probably
did it,
stopped
I was like,
it.
How did it not open?
He used full Dave force.
Oh, yeah.
Dave,
you know how he kicks a door around here to get in? That's how he did it.
Oh, wow.
Same thing.
Was he like, whoa, God?
He must have thought, honestly, he must have been like, he must have thought the worst.
He probably thought an air
marshal. Are you an air marshal? Yep.
It
was a mistake. I thought the door was just jammed.
It was like it was hit by one of those big police battering rams.
Like for a drug raid?
For a drug raid. That's how much this door bent.
You know
in.
What happened? I saw the old man go in, and it was so long that I just assumed he'd come out.
Exactly.
Right, and you didn't see him.
Right. I was watching my movie that I was so engrossed in that I wasn't really paying attention.
He
so.
Didn't keep proper tabs.
I didn't.
And I thought he was going to go into like another one. I'm like, okay, Dave's going, there's a guy in there.
Yeah.
And then Dave just kicked the crap out of that door, bashed it in with his hand.
He does.
That old man.
Shablooey!
Like, if that old man was up,
yeah.
Like, if he was off the toilet and at the sink, he would have been blasted.
Yeah, he would have been knocked
blasted
out.
To death.
I hope I didn't hit him.
maybe that's why he took so long afterwards. He was actually knocked out cold.
That could be it.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, you think he'd come out like,
yeah,
right? He'd come out all angry, but.
Well, that's the only other thing that might have happened is that he might have been so old that he didn't even realize that the door got smashed.
Yeah.
In.
It must be some turbulence.
Yeah. Yep. And he may not even have known.
Because I thought he'd come out like all looking around to see.
Yeah, because
what
if you're, I know it's you. You're right there. Like, I know you just tried to kick my door in.
No, you don't know it's me because I sat down again. It
well, if you
anybody.
Sit down, then the, you know, who knows who it could be. But I'm just saying, like, normally the person is still standing there and they're, like, waiting.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know who's next.
Being in the bathroom and laughing like, oh, my God, what did I just do? What did I just do to that person?
Sean's with us in Boston. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? So, I understand people when they go to the bathroom, it kind of seems weird. They might be doing something tricky inside there. But I was coming back from Las Vegas in a middle seat, and I just was really cramped. I could not take anymore. So I went to the bathroom for at least like 15 minutes just so I could spread my legs out and be calm. So it's kind of, I understand people might be doing deuces and stuff or not, but.
Oh, I know, but it's still an airplane bathroom. Yeah. It's not like a spa.
Right.
It's not a and place to pull out the newspaper and start reading.
And I
it.
Guess maybe allowed. Just because I'm 6'5", like I can't, like even in a bathroom, I can't spread my legs
it's
out.
Not a comfortable bathroom.
No, I'm too, I'm not tall at all, but I'm too wide. I'm wide.
I feel like my shoulders touch each wall.
Yeah. I don't, it's not a place I want
to
be.
And I definitely don't want to spend any more time in there than I have to.
But I'll tell you what, if someone kicked the door in, I'd be furious. I'd be absolutely furious, especially if I had my pants down and I'm on the toilet. And the door opened and you saw like light. You know what I mean? Like it. I was like, how did that not crack?
Yeah.
How is it still there?
It's a strong door. That is true, though. If somebody did that to you, he'd freak out.
Oh, yeah. I'd be so mad.
Hey, I would scream at
me. I'd be so mad.
Someone's there.
I'd stick my tiny little leg out and try and block it, you know, if it would reach.
Yeah. That's just, I'm going with the fact he was so old he didn't know what was going on.
Probably not.
Yeah, I can't see.
No.
Because he was.
He probably had his hearing aids off because the plane's loud.
Right.
Yeah, let's hope. So when the NBA was put in that bubble at Walt Disney World in Florida, they brought in all sorts of things to try and make it better for them. Anything they could think of, from games and toys to
whores.
Video games and no horror.
That's all you really need.
clothing, food, sports gear, like anything they could think that would just trying to take the mind off the fact that they were in a bubble. Most of them are done now as the finals kick off tonight, and there's a ton of stuff left behind. Thousands of food items, clothing, shoes, sports gear, games. They're doing the right thing. They're going to donate it all to local charities in the Orlando area. They worked with the Magic and Disney to identify local organizations and groups that could use the new and gently used items. They can't donate that box of flashlights there.
Right.
Oh, no.
Well, those things are tore up.
Yeah. You think they supplied
no.
sexual aids?
No. They probably stayed away from that.
Yeah.
You think so? You'd have to Amazon that in. Mm-hmm. Which they did, I'm sure.
Maybe they had like a little pure romance consultant there in the lobby of the hotel.
Romance.
You know, they'd be like,
pure romance in the Disney lobby.
I'm looking for like a butt I can pleasure myself with. Open up the little magic.
Give it a spank. Give it a spank. Look at it. Spank action.
Yeah. Here's the butt model fleshlight here.
Oh.
If you're into that. If you're not into that, we also have other inserts we can put in there. And then
I like the cheek ripple.
Realistic.
Judy was selling it to them. She's like the old lady or whatever. For pure romance.
Judy!
I want you to check out this one right here. It's realistic.
They'd have to make it a real unattractive old lady, right?
Because
there were no women allowed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No women were allowed in the bubble. They'd have to be real nasty.
I know you want to have penile pleasure.
I've
been around.
Or it was this the smoker lady.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you this? Hey, Judy, what do you got?
I got a bunch of sleeves. I got a couple fleshlights. I got 16 butt plugs.
What do you recommend, Judy?
Chewing the pink one on the stick.
You just, you just carry that around in a bingo bag?
That's what I recommend.
Yeah, that's what I carry.
I'm heading to bingo right after this. I got my,
that's crazy. You got all your daubers.
Troll doll and my dauber.
Yeah, the dauber.
Another dauber. I got two colors because I go two-handed.
Now, Judy, those sleeves you have, how deep do they go? Will they accommodate a BBC like mine?
Oh, my God. Look at the size of you. No,
I'm an NBA player, you know? You know what the rumors are.
Wow, hold on a second. This one's called the Bazooka Joe.
You have to have the deep 6'9"?
The deep 6'9".
Nah, that's a name brand. I don't got that.
Judy, I heard you got into this just for the discount.
That's right. If I sell, it's incredible, but if I sell like a certain amount, then I get 25% off. If I sell another amount, I get 50% off. So right now, I have three inside me.
Oh my God.
If you sell $1 million worth, you get a card that looks like a dildo.
Exactly. It's like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but it's just a giant yellow dildo.
Wow, this is quite the business to get into.
That's why I do it. I'm here for the joy of it.
The lobby sex toy salesperson. Yep.
This is my Fleshlight watch.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You can tell the time and pleasure a man with it. That's right.
Well, a small man. A very small man.
I have a friend, Chuck the Freak.
Yeah, he could do it to him.
Wow. Just banging that wrist, huh?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This footage is just insane. Honestly, I've never heard of anything like this. Dash cam caught a guy shooting through his own windshield at another driver on the 417 in Orange County, Florida.
So, like, straight ahead?
Like, straight ahead.
Yeah.
And his poor passenger was terrified.
I bet. Well, you don't expect that.
No. Man, what are you doing, Chuck? Oh, my God.
That's right. So, Chuck shoots.
Sorry, I do this every once in a while.
Jesus Christ.
I killed the person in front of me.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's the
I'm
going
to get Lisa to take me to pick up my car.
That's probably smarter. Yeah. Probably smarter, because I kill every once in a while.
God in heaven. That is alarming.
Bet you didn't see that coming.
Have you full of surprises? Full of surprises.
Yeah. Well,
that's exactly what the guy looked like. His passenger. He's like, hell!
That's crazy. The only person I'd expect that from is my father.
Yeah, exactly. And you got it. Sometimes you know. Yeah. Sometimes it's not a shock.
I mean, kid, I'd be like, that makes sense. Yeah. That's spooky, but that makes sense.
You knew he'd do it.
Yeah, Chuck, you wouldn't expect so much.
No.
Here's this story and the footage. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. WESH-TV has the details.
That is dash cam video showing a driver on the 417 in Orange County firing at another car through his own windshield. What? It's an intense moment, and the video was posted on YouTube by the driver, Marco Mazzetta, who says he was trying to defend himself because he believes he or his passenger were in danger of being shot. Florida Highway Patrol says this shows how dangerous it can be to argue with other drivers on the highway.
You don't know the mindset of the other driver, that you may accidentally get involved with some type of situation. A lot of people carry weapons in their cars, and this could have really escalated to somebody getting shot, somebody getting killed.
This happened last week. The in-car video shows another car driving aggressively. At one point, it gets extremely close to Mazzetta's truck. He says he tapped the brakes and the other car then bumped him.
Oh, man,
it speeds around him, and later the second car slows down. Mazzetta says that driver pulled out a gun and pointed it at him. That's when Mazzetta says he took out his own gun and fired because he feared the other man was going to shoot him. Mazzetta did
he
not
was
want
quick
to
on the
on
draw.
Camera, but told me by text, quote, "I'm not a fan of guns. I'm a fan of not getting shot. I know this video doesn't capture my smartest moments, but I hope any idiot criminal with a gun watching thinks twice before loading, brandishing, and aiming their firearm at someone over a traffic infraction." He also says soon after the shooting, he reported the incident himself to the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Now, Mazzetta says he wants to press charges against that other driver for assault. The Orange County Sheriff's Office confirms that it is investigating the incident, but as of right now, no arrests.
Jesus.
Reporting in Orange County, Bob Hazen, WESH 2 News.
Safe flight, Orange County. Safe flight, Ripley's.
yeah, it's like,
what do you got here? There's 16 bullet holes in your front windshield.
Right,
hold on, we'll use
our shot 16 times at a guy that kind of bumped me.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. We're going to use our powerful resin to make this look brand new again.
Incredible. Wow.
Safe flight, Ripley.
Safe flight, Ripley.
I put the powerful resin on there.
That resin is really the ticket.
Something else, huh?
Did you see his poor passenger cowering on the edge beside him?
He was like,
I don't think he was watching the guy who came up beside, and also glasses flying everywhere.
Yeah. They're going like 89 miles an hour. Too.
But at the same time, I mean, I get it. If someone pulls a gun out of a window and you're
armed. Stop! How about slam on the brakes?
Yeah, I'm not firing back at them.
Shoot them through your front windshield.
Safe flight, that's what it's for. It's all covered by insurance. They'll come right to your driveway.
That's insane.
Usually it's out the window.
Right, you got a good... You got a good out the window.
Well, this guy whacked us out the window.
Yeah, she was fine, except that she was going out the passenger side.
Well, let's drive in.
Lisa's no joke. I was like...
Lisa will do like a James Bond thing.
She's like, she'd be like, cruise control, sunroof up.
Car drives itself.
Say, that's a nice little feature, huh?
Don't cut me off again, bitch.
Didn't expect me to jump through the sunroof and kill everybody.
She's like, I got dust on my jacket.
Oh, my God.
I knew I'd get dirty doing that. Gunpowder on my goddamn jacket.
Damn it.
Until I shot someone.
Would you? Okay, so you're this guy's passenger. Would you try and get the gun away from him, like get him to stop?
No.
Or will you cower like a bitch? Like
I would cower like an absolute bitch. Yeah. Even bitchier than that man.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I feel like this guy didn't do anything wrong. Like I really do.
You can fire. Like the guy pointed a pistol. You can fire. You can fire back.
Yeah. Because you don't know. If I took a gun out right now and pulled it out and held it to you, you can shoot me dead. Even though I didn't shoot you first.
Right. You're not supposed to point it at
people. You can't point it.
He claims the video shows it, and I don't know. I couldn't really see. Can you see a pistol there?
It looks like it.
I can't see. It looks like his hands are on the wheel.
No, I think he's got a gun facing backwards.
Yeah.
You know.
We're in danger of being shot. Florida Highway Patrol says this shows how dangerous it can be to argue with others.
I just think it looks like him holding the wheel.
I think it's, yeah, like that's the magazine, and then the top is the, is.
I don't know.
Dude. I think he has it out the window like this.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
I mean, crazy he rammed him, first of all, right?
This guy. He did ram him, and that's assault, too.
And that's
so,
it.
That, so that opens him up to be able to fire.
That's what I mean. Like, you've already tried to kill me.
Yeah. I mean, assault with, I think you can get assault with a weapon with a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the first time. And ever seen anyone shoot from inside the vehicle through the window.
And that's why I asked if this guy was an officer.
Because shot like a pro.
Officers are trained to shoot through the windshield.
And he just had his gun sitting in his lap?
He had it in a holster.
Almost every guy I know that carries in a car, it's right down there it's right there.
Yeah.
Like it's go time.
He pulled it out. Be cutting in after he's already seen the gun and he's pulled the gun out of wherever it is. Because you're not seeing the whole video of him in the car, you know, without it being edited.
And he might have pulled it out. Like right there, it shows him pull it out a little bit back.
Yeah, but it's just been in his hand.
He's raising
right?
it.
Yeah. He's just raising it there. He's already had it in his hand.
So yeah, I feel like that part's been edited.
So like when he got...
told me by text, quote,
when he got hit, he decided to pull it out.
If he's saying he felt threatened when he saw the other gun, maybe once he saw the other gun, that's when he went and was like, okay, get this out, because we're in for some chop here.
Yeah, but I think like the second that the gun is pointed at you is really the only time you're able to just unload the shots. Some guy can't wave it at you and then put it back in his car and speed away, and then you unload six shots at him.
Right.
You have to feel like you're in danger.
That guy won't get in as much trouble because he bumped him, and if they could prove that the person that was in that incident has a gun and brandished it, then...
Ballsy to post it.
Well, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he must believe he's in no danger of being charged.
Well, he probably posted it in his own way to self-protect. You know, protect himself.
But then
you've
just revealed your identity to this crazy person that you fired on. Yeah. That's another thing, too, right? Well, this guy maybe he doesn't
Marco isn't someone to mess with, I don't think.
No. Yeah.
Marco can handle himself.
He was on a nice OC drive and shot six times. That other guy was not ready.
No.
For that. But, yeah, I don't know, man. People are just right on the edge.
They are. They'll shoot right through your own window.
Yeah.
At you. In Fort Myers, we go to Dylan here. Hey, Dylan, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Penis balls.
You had a comment on this story.
Yeah, so I'm a concealed carry holder, and I carry a firearm every day. And the one thing that they kind of teach you when you're getting your permit is, it's not meant to cause an issue. It's meant to help you get away from an issue. And the fact that this guy was still driving, firing his gun, that's very irresponsible. All it takes is one bullet to hit a random pedestrian. That guy's dead because there was road rage.
Right.
And he wasn't even involved. So it's stories like this really irritate me because we have this culture where it's shoot first, ask questions later. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, we do know, like, most people want to be Call of Duty.
Well, that's it. Like, just the guy on the line is
tactical,
a responsible gun owner. And then, you know, a lot of people out there give those guys a bad name.
Yeah. He flipped the guy off.
After he
bumped him.
Yeah, so this is we did find the full video.
Oh, that is a gun right
there. That's definitely, you can see
the
gun.
That is a gun.
In the full video, you can see the other driver's gun for sure. It's clear in that. I'm surprised they didn't show that shot on the news. Mm-hmm. So he said he's pointed the gun out the window three times.
That guy
now
was within
he's
his rights
taken off. How far away was he when he shot at him?
I don't know. It was a much more dangerous shot when you see that. Like the fact that there was...
I thought Orange County was a lot
more... Is he shooting at him as he goes past him?
No, it's already shot. When he's got to go to safe light already, so... that windshield is cracked. he already shot him. He unloaded everything right away.
Yeah.
So it looks like he had it just in his waist.
Well, and what it is, they said he pointed at him three times. So it probably, he saw the gun, he was like, whoa, gun. Yeah. And then he pointed it again, and then he blasted him.
But you're right. I mean, the just because, I don't know, man. Because it's like, if he did hit somebody that was innocent, that's not cool.
Do you know how loud a gunshot, too, is?
Inside a car
like that.
Ears would ring.
That's why the guy cowered like a bitch, probably, in the passenger seat. It's so loud.
Mm-hmm. We'll tweet out if you want to see the news report, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We'll tweet out the whole video here so you can see it for yourself if you want to check it out. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found his YouTube.
Yeah, but see, like, look at how clear that gun is in that one photo there. It's like, okay, yeah, so that dude pointed a gun at him.
Oh, yeah, like, as I said, I didn't see it that well in the news video, but when you see the actual YouTube video, like, there.
I mean, it's you can shoot that guy, I think. He might get in trouble just because there were other cars around. Mm-hmm. That's what was crazy. There's other cars driving around. Like, you're in a minivan right there or whatever you're in.
Yeah.
Or down the road in front of this guy.
Yeah, that's nuts. The other guy was aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was holstered. It looks like it was just in his waistband. And he just grabbed it out and fired.
Yep.
This poor passenger. Oh, God! Yeah. Oh, God! Oh, God!
He's in a Grinch shirt.
It's like that Albert.
Is it?
I noticed it earlier.
Hey. It looks like Grinch. I thought it was the Grinch.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Albert. Yep,
it's incredible. poor fat Albert buddy just terrified beside him.
He's like, whoa!
And Mr. Call of Duty. Who's that, like a Dan Blazarian kind of look to him?
Yeah, right.
Firing through the windshield at traffic. Austin has a comment here. Good morning, Austin. How are you?
Not bad. How about yourself? Listening to you guys almost every morning.
Hey, thanks man.
Yep. Yeah, now, what I was saying is generally a lot of guys, they keep them in between the glove compartment and their seat. So you can just reach down, grab it, and go. Mm. And as for the vehicle thing, it's assault with a vehicle or intent to commit assault with a vehicle. So there's a charge for vehicular assault alone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
So he was, I mean, you can see the car bump him too. Like they both went forward and.
But the other dude would get charged just for waving a gun out the window.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I don't know exactly what that charge is, if it is assault or if it is whatever.
Like
threatening
or menacing.
Okay. Yeah. Intimidation or something?
Something.
Because I think when Dave had the guy point the finger guns at you, I think you could have got that guy in trouble.
Finger
guns.
Yeah.
Because it was threatening.
Dave shot him.
I did the same thing. Tell you guys. Yeah. The last I had my windshield repaired the same day and then just came back to
slingshot. Dave slingshot.
Dave got a guy six times in the chest. boom, 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 boom,
Dude.
Yeah. Skimboing it. You look like Val Kilmer in the movie Heat. He just popped up with a AR and... Yeah, it was weird. He didn't expect that. The guy with the finger guns.
Yeah.
He brought finger guns to an AR party.
Hey, don't
finger
do that. Don't win over AR.
No.
Nice and calm till you finger gun me.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't finger me in traffic.
Yeah, that was terrible. I got fingered.
Mike. Hi, Mike. You had a comment.
That guy... He really shouldn't have fired through the windshield, really in Michigan, because when I took the CPL training, you're kind of got to get attacked first. They have to do something before you can really kind of
so,
just start
okay,
shooting.
Like rear-ending you and then pulling a gun at you? Wouldn't
yeah, like even in Michigan, like they kind of want you to just like pull over and call the cops. And then if the guy follows you or stops, that's when you can use it.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the right course of action, is to like, man, I just got hit on the highway by some guy, you know, follow him and maybe for a second get his license plate, then pull over. Like, don't continue to drive 93 miles an hour.
Yeah, right.
After the guy.
Yeah, I don't think they encourage you to do action movie scenes.
No.
I think that you're supposed
to. I mean,
we
all know there were mistakes made here, but at the same time, like, you can see... Like, he's going to probably get a ticket or something for this. He'll get into some trouble.
He might lose his carry license.
And he might. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, I can also see why he felt like he needed to shoot at the guy.
So he didn't brake check him?
He did. Well, I think, I don't know if
he did say he slammed on his brakes. Yeah. Or like, I think that's what he said.
Oh, yeah, like that he hit the brakes and then the guy bumped him intentionally or whatever.
Yeah. But he hit the brakes on purpose, right?
Like, oh, yeah, yes. To try and get him to slow down. Because you saw him, he comes flying up behind him. And everyone hates this guy. You know what I mean? Like, if this guy in the Mazda is behind any one of us, we all hate him. Like, he's a total tool bag.
Yeah.
We know that.
Absolutely. I can't be on the other guy's side here, but it's insane that you would just fire through your own windshield at someone.
Like, that guy was, the guy in the video is, like, itching to unload that thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably. So, again, lucky that no one was really heard here. One more quick call before we move on. Steve, hi, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing okay, thanks. Support command.
Hey, I'm a weapons instructor in the state of Michigan. I'm licensed. I've done
Steve, just back off from your phone a bit, please.
Yeah, just a tiny
bit. Back away from your phone.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better.
Okay, so I'm a weapons instructor in the state of Michigan, fully licensed. I've done about 1,000 CPL classes. That last caller is incorrect. If you are in the car and someone is waving and pointing a gun at you and ramming your vehicle, you are to not stop. You are to either get away or de-escalate the situation by ending the situation. If you stop and pull over and call the police, you are no longer a moving target. You are now a stationary target.
Yeah, I think what we're learning here is that Florida is different.
Yes.
Florida has a stand your ground law,
too.
Yeah,
that's your stand your ground.
But even he's saying...
Wouldn't be considered justified.
Even he's saying, you don't stop, you take care of it.
Right.
Like even in Michigan, that he's saying, don't stop.
I thought he said you should stop.
No, he said don't stop.
He said don't stop because then you become a target. He was in Michigan there.
Yeah. So this guy basically followed what I thought was a thing. It's just a matter of... On video, how long did you keep going 93 miles an hour to stay on this guy's ass? And then, like, there's a lot of this whole thing that we don't know.
Exactly.
This guy sums it up. He says, as a person in Florida who's been carrying a gun for 10 years, this was ego-driven. All that dude had to do was pull over. Shots would not have been fired. Using my weapon is the last thing I ever want to do. I'll take every available opportunity to not have to use deadly force. Everyone should do that. The first thing that I learned about guns... Should you ever use a gun to take a life, you only do that to save a life.
Right.
So, and that's a reasonable fellow there, right?
Yeah. This guy had a CrossFit shirt on.
And he posted it on YouTube, so he wants attention from it, too.
He's
a different kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is one way for an etiquette teacher to let someone know they're doing something rude. There's a 38-year-old woman named Micah Meyer in New York City. She actually, at the Plaza Hotel... She's a professional etiquette teacher.
Okay.
to show where to place your cup.
Right.
Oh, like the Borat, right?
And all that stuff. Anyway, Monday morning, she was walking with her three-year-old daughter when suddenly a guy in a full ninja costume tried to grab her purse.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
The Foot Clan.
Yep.
Micah wasn't going to let something so uncouth go down on her watch. So she fought the ninja while yelling for help.
Guess he wasn't a real ninja, huh?
Right.
She fought him off long enough for two New York City construction workers and a doorman to run over to try and help her. They held that ninja until the cops came. Turned out he was a 41-year-old guy, not a real ninja.
No.
Cacique Roman of Hackensack, New Jersey. He's been charged with robbery. No picture of him, but there's a picture of Mika, the etiquette teacher.
Let me see. I'd love to see her beat that ninja's ass.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome.
Ninjas must hate these fake ninjas.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Real ninjas must be like, why does it keep happening?
They give real ninjas
a bad name, you think?
Yes, because a real ninja, if two construction workers and an etiquette teacher came over, they'd be like,
right, he'd kick their faces off.
Yes.
Before they even knew what happened.
Exactly.
Oh. Looks like this guy has...
He's been up to some stuff, huh?
Yeah, he has an inmate profile.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, the ninja outfit didn't help.
Oh, unless there's his latest charge.
Unless that's the only one, yeah.
Oh, no, maybe it's just it. Yeah, no, they're not. Let him out.
Does he have a Facebook?
Oh, my.
No,
that looks like a lady.
That looks like a lady.
It clearly was
a lady.
Yes, it clearly was.
Oh,
there we go.
A doorman got a picture of him.
Oh, sweet.
No. Oh, my God. That's the tightest pants you've ever seen. No, my God. You can see his ass.
This is not a ninja. This is not a ninja, guys.
Is that a gay ninja? That's not him.
That's
a gay ninja.
Him.
Let's see the story.
That's
is it really
him.
That's a gay ninja. Yes, a kickboxing etiquette teacher.
Yeah.
He's a gay ninja with a purse.
He's a gay Mortal Kombat cosplayer.
He has the tightest leggings on that go right up his ass crack.
Yep.
A headband.
He is a gay.
He's a super gay ninja.
He's a gay
no
black.
Wonder she took him down.
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang.
He has ribbons. So to describe his outfit,
yes.
He's
super tight.
Dressed in a thick red sash wrapped around his head, a floral bag, a black tunic with red sashes in the shoulders, black leggings with ribbons of red wrapped around each calf, and black Nikes with a white stripe.
Yeah, like you can't. This isn't a ninja outfit,
no.
Guys. This is.
It's sassy. It's
a purse.
It is.
No wonder. So she's in Chelsea. She's just walking down the street. You don't, you know, you're just like, you don't even notice that guy.
He's like, give me your purse.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
It's like.
Sassy gay ninja.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, he's got gigantic sunglasses on. Like, he has giant, oversized female.
Sunglasses.
What is
it looks like.
No, those are leaves. Those are leaves, I think you're saying.
Oh, okay. I thought it looked.
That'd be great if he had sunglasses.
Oh, I know it would have.
But he sounds like this. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! He's so small.
Oh, he is very petite. He's a very petite man.
Like, no wonder two construction workers were like, oh, we got this.
He's like, I like that purse. Don't fail me now, leg ribbons.
Leg ribbons!
Now, is that his purse?
I don't know. Maybe that's her purse.
No, she was able to fight the guy off.
So that's he already had a purse.
Either he had a purse or that. He's already stolen one that day.
What kind of purse did she have?
I don't know. I would think nice if she works at the plaza.
And she's in Chelsea, so.
She's in etiquette.
It's like, give me that Gucci bag, bitch. And then these dudes come over. And he's like, oh, no. Not the story I expected it to be.
No, not at all.
Sassy gay ninja was not what I was
like,
expecting.
I can't even get over this guy. I really can't. It's hard to explain what he's all about. Like, he's got a big, giant, like a Jimi Hendrix style headband on.
Wow, we got to tweet this out, too. You got to see the sassy gay ninja.
He has the shirt from that, like, Johnny had on in...
Karate Kid,
where it exposes your whole arm.
Top, yeah.
The Cobra Kai shirt and skin tight pants.
So is that like a karate gi that he has on? Is it like a black karate gi?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, the shoulders are real pointy.
Yeah, like
he's got puffy.
I think it's a fashion. Pads, yeah. I think it's a fashion item. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's like a ninja-esque
almost
style.
Like a marching band outfit.
Did he
like the shoulders?
Do those ribbons himself on his legs?
Yes, 100%.
Is that they don't?
He took the time.
Of course, they don't make them like that, Lee. No, they don't. They don't make them like.
Why would you make yourself so identifiable, though? If you're out to steal purses,
he just saw that purse. He's like, I gotta have it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
like, I just can't go to the gym without that.
That is gorgeous.
Louis Vuitton.
Like, I don't know what came over me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but every once in a while I just get crazy.
I see a Gucci purse, I just go ballistic.
First offense, right?
Yeah,
yes,
it's his first. It's his
he's
first.
He's from New Jersey, he's just walking around New York.
He's like, I gotta have it, goddamn it! Just hand it over, bitch.
It's incredible.
I don't want to have to hurt anybody. Only got construction workers. Ew. Here they come.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck to see it for yourself. But it's unbelievable. This never, never thought.
How
that,
does this guy not have social media?
He needs to.
He has to.
How did nothing ever come up about this guy? Like, in the stories I read this morning, none of them mentioned he was a sassy gay ninja or he was extravagantly dressed or anything like that.
They really mislabeled it wrong. He looks like he's in a high fashion, like about to go to high fashion step aerobics or like or some kind of Zumba.
Yeah, it is like a
definitely
Zumba.
Zumba.
It's Zumba. It's definitely a Zumba outfit.
I just love that. Like before he left, he's got his tights on, he's got his shirt on, he's got his little shoes on, and then he's like, "Wait, my leg ribbon."
Exactly. He took the time.
I've got to tie my leg ribbon.
I'm telling you, that guy was in some kind of workout class.
Oh my goodness! Quite an outfit.
Incredible.
So it makes more sense she was able to fight him off.
Oh, man.
Does not. I mean, a regular ninja.
Can you just buy, like, a ninja shirt like that?
Of
like,
course you can. Let me look it up. Amazon ninja shirt.
Yeah.
Just go to ninjaaccessoriesdirect.com.
Damn sure. Yeah. Nice ninja t-shirt.
No, but that's like, this thing is special. Shirt. This thing's like a real type of Karate Kid type of... outfit.
What should I put? Like authentic put like ninja shirt,
ninja uniform,
or ninja costume, or something.
Yeah. Like it's definitely
like
right
that.
There.
It's like
out
that.
Of
that's the exact
that
outfit.
Is
almost.
It?
Oh my god!
Ninjas
oh,
have yeah, leg ribbons.
Oh my
this
god!
This is it. He just got a ninja.
He really did.
Costume.
He is wearing a ninja Halloween costume, guys.
Yes, that's oh like god. That's it.
That's almost exactly.
Look
it.
At the leg ribbons.
That's
yeah,
it.
Every one of them has leg ribbons. I didn't know ninjas like were known for their leg ribbons.
I had no idea.
Every costume has them.
Wow. His are bright pink. I haven't seen those on any of these.
And his are way tighter than any of these other people's.
I feel like his isn't a costume. I think he like based it off a costume.
Did he buy a little boy's costume? Did he buy like
a young man's costume?
Because he squeezed into it.
He it is as tight as possible.
Yeah. You can sneak a fart out of those butt cheeks. Those pants are so tight.
Someone said, plot twist, he grabbed the purse in an attempt to be held down by the construction workers.
You don't see a lot of guys.
Oh, no, man.
You don't see a lot of guys with thigh gap.
No. No.
And this guy has it.
He like, does.
It's unbelievable, really.
He's in good shape.
It's a real female-esque quality.
Yeah. Featured on the Chive with the Mind the Gaps section.
Yeah, exactly.
Craziness. Well, there, that story took a turn, but you can see it yourself on our Twitter page.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Another deadly online dating mishap.
Mm.
A Bronx man fatally hacked his online date with a machete.
Well, ooh. Yep.
A machete-wielding Bronx man is accused of fatally hacking a guy he met on Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
And his roommate walked in during the slaughter. 50-year-old Juan Alonso was charged with murder,
manslaughter and criminal possession of a weapon. Police still trying to identify the victim of the attack at this point. Alonzo's roommate, who had been away, returned home to the apartment he shares with the suspect. He found Alonzo, machete in hand, standing over the dead victim. The victim was lying face down with slash and stab wounds to his head and back. He was so cut up, said the roommate, he was on the floor in pieces.
So he hacked him like...
Yeah, well, you know, you've seen it.
Butchered him, yeah.
Yep, you've seen it.
Alonzo was wrapped in a blood-soaked bedsheet when police escorted him out of the apartment complex. He said, I asked him what happened when they were putting him in the squad car. He said he was trying to defend himself. He said he was in bed sleeping when he woke up and there was someone on top of him trying to take advantage of him.
You invited a man over to your place.
Yeah, you went on Grindr and got a date.
Yeah.
The guy who was his roommate said he was a good guy. I always talked to him. He's always calm. Didn't look like the type that would do anything like that.
Pandemic.
Alonzo met the victim on Grindr, a popular gay dating and hookup app. Wasn't clear what prompted the bloodshed or if they had met before this date.
Dude, how haunting is it to be his roommate?
Oh, my God, it's terrible. And then walk in on that.
This roommate said he didn't know the guy. He was placed there by a real estate agency.
Well, thanks. Oh, wow.
Can I talk to your supervisor? I got a real issue.
Yeah, and he does. He really does.
Yeah.
I guess he was a cook. He made Mexican food in his apartment and sold it on the internet. This is a similar tale to the Michigan man who was charged back in December. He murdered his Grindr date on Christmas Eve and then ate his balls.
Seems to be a hot spot for murder. Grindr.
But you don't want that as your tagline, Grindr. No. A hot spot for murder.
No.
That's scary.
I've always said, like, Grindr is how to do it. You know, like you...
Have you always said that?
I did. Like, I think last time. It's like, it's the
And he's not talking just murder. There's lots of things.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. Grindr is how to do
Grindr.
It. Chuck DeFreak has always said,
it's just the way to meet somebody. It's great.
It's how you get done.
Yep.
Quick question for you here as we read through this story. Did you have an online date turn dark-sided? And I mean, nothing to, you know. Again, it's a lighthearted Dave and Chuck the Freak show. So keep that in mind. 1-855-954-6969.
This is Dave's new thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's
let's go right to murder.
I'm into grit lately. I like grit.
Murder.
1-855. I think the pandemic gave it to me. I'm into grit. I'm into dark sided.
True crime, Dave.
Yeah.
1-855-954-6969. When did a date go dark sided? Or you can text us at 469-69.
Let me list off a few things. One starts with an R.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
No, not that. Nothing. Yeah. No rapey stuff. Listen, it's horrible, but we don't want to hear
just
it.
Just now getting into that catfish show. You guys ever watch that?
Oh, is that on MTV? That's You're nuts, just now right? getting into it?
Yeah, no, I'm late. Well, it would have ended in 2018, but it's on Hulu, so you can just binge it. But
it's insane,
stop watching
right?
it. It is insane.
There's always like, it's like a guy that thinks he's like talking to a 10.
Katy Perry. Like this guy thought he was in a relationship with Katy Perry. Yeah, but like,
why? Well, I know, it's unbelievable.
I guess what I don't understand with that show what do? They go out and find James, who's the one catfishing me.
Yeah.
And
well, they write in or whatever.
Oh, so like, James would write in.
Have you watched
Chuck,
it, James?
If I'm catfishing Chuck, so yeah. Chuck would write into the show, like, hey, I've been talking to this hot major babe
I love her
for months. She's beautiful, or we've been in a relationship, but we've never met and we've never talked face to face through FaceTime. Can you help me figure out if I'm being catfished?
Okay, so that's it. They track you down for me.
Yeah, right. They try. You have suspicions, I think, for the most part. Is that really Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Right. And then you reach out and they go, no, it's this middle-aged dude named James who's sitting in the
Oh, my God. Is he attractive?
I got you.
This guy thought he was talking to Katy Perry for 6 years.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And he wasn't convinced at all. Like, they were like, no, they had all the evidence. And he's like, no, I still think it might be Katy Perry.
She's just busy. I mean, he's a busy man. Yeah. I would be fine. Yeah, you're talking to Katy Perry, you idiot. You're done. 6 years. I couldn't handle that doing that show.
Yeah, but
so
then
many
that guy,
mentally challenged
yeah,
folks.
But that guy eventually shows up at Katy Perry's door and tries to take her. Right.
I mean,
like it's
he's nuts.
But are the things you said?
Yeah.
You said you kissed a girl and you liked it.
Yeah.
It had to be.
I was that girl.
Ronnie's in Westland. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. When did a date go dark-sided?
We went out. We had a few drinks and stuff. We ended up going back to her place, and we were fooling around, and then she, you know, brought up the role play thing, and, you know, I was okay with it. You know, she's a good-looking girl or whatever, and once we started getting into it, she wanted me to pretend like I was her dad.
Oh, yeah, that's classic. The classic right now.
Did you
do it? And it freaked me out. You know, she wanted me to say stuff like, I'm going to do you like I do your mom. And, it got really dark really quick.
Yep.
So, you know, I lost my, basically lost my erection. I couldn't perform under that kind of
that situation. Yeah. Right.
So you didn't do it. So how do you get out of that? Like, what do you say to get out?
Well, I started hacking like I had a hairball or something in my throat.
I think I have to go, m'lady.
I got a hairball.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. I asked her if she had cats, and she said no, but the previous owner had cats. And I said, I have a deathly allergy to cats. I have to get out of here right away. You know, so.
Yeah, you leave daddy's girl alone.
I'm not down with all that.
No, but. For sure. And bang, that's good news, Ronnie.
That is hilarious.
You should be proud of yourself.
Hairball, it's a way to get out of there.
Hairball!
I walk behind the couch. What are you doing back there? I gotta go.
Aaron's with us next. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. When did a date go dark-sided?
A couple of weeks ago, I went out on a date with this guy, and about halfway through, he turns to me and he says, so, full disclosure, I went to prison for 12 years for armed robbery.
Did you think it was hot?
No, God, no.
Okay, all right, because there's 50-50
no,
on that.
No, God, no.
It's 50-50 on that.
Yeah, some women would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, my first thought was, okay, well, at least it's not domestic violence, so I might get out of this alive tonight. So, yeah, I just kind of played out the rest of the date and didn't make him mad or anything and then ghosted him afterwards.
Yeah. I like the fact, though, listen, he could be a totally different dude, right? I was 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's
true. And I love the fact that he's just telling people right out of the gate, like, hey, listen,
well, he's got
to
be honest.
He should probably do that before he even meets them to be
true. Right.
That's the thing.
Scary, too.
That's the thing. But because she went on an entire date where it wasn't real at all for her. All she was thinking was, don't have this guy assault me.
Yeah.
12 you know
years,
what I mean?
That's a hardened criminal.
Like, yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that just, I mean, does someone get hurt if it's 12 years? Or just having a gun in a robbery, that's enough to get
it might
years.
Be it might, be,
might
enough.
Be enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bold move, you know?
It's yeah, crazy.
For sure.
Yeah. Went out with the guy. He seemed very nice, super attractive. We went on like a fancy romantic dinner date. He was staring at me and then just said, you have a beautiful neck. I'd love to choke it.
Oh.
I changed my phone number and was paranoid for weeks.
That's 50-50 on that, too.
That's a 50-50 shot on that. Both these things are 50-50 shots.
See, that's like roulette table, right?
Yeah, he just went all in. I feel it's more like 70-30. If you bring it up on the first date at the table, that's like you got more tendencies.
But that's how those like Tinder and all that is.
That's how
it's like sex-based, sex first, then everything else. So it's he's like, I hope you don't mind if I choke you.
That's it. I mean... You know, one person I know that cleans up on that, that's all he did was in the very first things, he was like, I just pretended I was that Christian Grey guy.
Yeah.
He was like, I just said stuff out of like that, what that Christian Grey guy would do to these broads.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how many were like, come over.
Right.
Come over.
That's all they're come here over. For, so.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this girl says halfway through a date.
Choke you and I'm going to.
A guy asked me if it was okay if he was a registered sex offender.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
No.
Oh,
what's even more messed up is if you're like halfway through the date and you're having the best date ever.
Oh, absolutely.
That's even more messed up.
Yeah. Usually girls, like before they go out, don't they check stuff like that?
I don't know.
They
should.
They should be.
You should.
If they went through to Lisa Way School of Dating,
yeah,
they would
exactly.
have. Christian's from Ipswich. Hi, Christian.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, so I met this woman, and she was from West Virginia. Mm. Her mom told me, do not trust her. So
her mom.
I never trust a girl from West Virginia.
Do not trust my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I trusted her. Anyway, she said, don't trust anything she said. A couple weeks went by. We've been banging. We've been loving it. It was so much fun. She tells me she's a descendant from Dracula.
Oh. She was born a Dracula descendant.
Yeah.
Yep.
She told me she was born a vampire, guys.
At least you had a couple weeks.
Oh, yes, prepare to peg. So,
listen,
what did you do? Once she told you she's like a female Dracula, what do you do next?
I got the hell out of there.
About a week later,
I lost all contact.
Yeah, now he has a vampire.
I was scared. Like, it was one of those things. I was like, you know, is she that crazy?
Yes.
Or is she just not that crazy?
I mean, her,
kind of crazy. But
her mom tried to warn you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom tried to warn you. You didn't listen.
She had a vampire backstory.
Right. Descendant of Dracula, no doubt.
You know?
Because we all know.
Vlad the Impaler.
Dracula came from West Virginia.
Right. Dracula. He escaped Transylvania and he went right to West Virginia.
Started a new life in West Virginia.
There was a time where I would, if the sex was good enough, I would have been like, I didn't hear that.
That's just the booze talking.
Hey, Dracula, Schmacula.
So this guy went on a Grindr date, ended up getting chopped to pieces by a guy with a machete that night. When did your date turn dark-sided, but in a lighthearted manner? Josh is with us next from Minnesota. Hey, how you doing, Josh?
Good, you?
Doing all right, man. What's your story?
Yeah, I had met a girl online that I was supposedly dating, and she lived in Missouri when I was living out in Arizona. And so she said she wanted me to come out there and be with her. So I did. And as soon as I got out there and messaged her and told her that I was at the Greyhound bus stop that she was supposed to pick me up, she completely stopped talking to me, and I ended up homeless out there in Missouri.
You lost your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was actually down the street from a trailer park that helped homeless guys, and I had to stay there for a while, and then I ended up getting kicked out because it was during the 2012 presidential election. I wasn't too happy about it, so I had said some choice words, and they threw me out.
So you just got the one-way bus ticket.
Yeah, he thought that life
was moving there. He was moving there.
You were moving.
So you think you were catfished? You think this wasn't, she wasn't what she said to be? Or she was just...
She was, because we had video chatted before in the old Yahoo chat rooms back in the day and everything. So, I mean, I knew she was legit, but I didn't know that she was actually engaged.
Oh, damn. She was not expecting you to greyhound your way.
To ever show up.
You were like a side fantasy type.
Yeah.
And then you got on the Greyhound, man.
And then I'm in a homeless trailer park.
Always get the bus back.
Just put that open-ended return.
Yeah. Just in case. You never met face to face.
I don't know if he had any place to come back to anyway.
I hope.
You know?
It sucks that happened.
Yeah, it does.
Hope everything works out.
we are talking about how a date went dark-sided. This person said met a hot cougar on Tinder. Got to her place. She was hot. Got in her place. She seemed wasted. Started telling me about her dead husband. Then she blew up my bathroom and would leave my house.
Oh, she went to the bathroom.
Your bathroom?
Yeah, oh poop bomb. Yeah,
deuced. Listen, I'm gonna have some drinks, but I gotta be honest
about my husband. He died.
Yeah, is that right?
He did.
Oh, geez.
I'm gonna be honest about something else. I had sloppy joes before I came here.
I didn't need to know that. I don't know.
I ate three of them, and it was a big mistake. It was just manwich, and I gotta be honest. I gotta use your bathroom.
Oh, God, you've been washing it down with vodka all day.
Yes, I have.
Had to get my brother and kids to show up, and then she eventually left.
That's great.
I can't stand kids, so I'm getting out of here.
That lady's been in there deucing for 2 hours.
I go in there.
And it's pure deuce. I hear it.
Pure deuce.
Oh, man.
Alex, how did your date go dark-sided?
So I went on a online date where the guy, we were sitting down having dinner, and he goes, "So, I'm in a band, and we play some really cool music. Turns out the band is him and his mother making some very cringe videos on YouTube.
I'm in a band with my mother?
Please tell us the band.
Oh my God, you gotta tell us.
So we can go on YouTube. Please.
You have to look it up. Okay, it's called Chapped Lips and Moist.
What? And
chapped, like chapped or capped?
Chapped.
Yeah. Chapped. Like chapped lips and moist. And they call each other chapped and moist, actually, in the songs.
Is it moist lips and chapped, maybe?
Yes. Yes, that's
it. Oh, okay. Yeah, because that came up.
Is the mom moist or chapped?
Oh, my God.
Is that him?
There it is. Do they swear?
No.
This is the guy that
you were on a date with.
I hope they're a hip-hop duo.
Okay, we're about to listen to Moist.
It's real bad, guys.
Okay, thanks, Alex. We're going to hear it here.
I need to rap right now.
I need to rap, too.
Let's tell more about it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's him and his mom in a rap group.
This guy's got plants in the background.
Here we go.
Moist lips and chap. We got your lips going. Your teeth are showing. Your lips are flowing. Front, back, and side to side. People surprised, like, do they add a lift and they multiply? Sit back and let me moisturize your ears. Rub this musical message in, eliminate all your fears.
What?
So what you gonna do with those lips? More powerful than your hips or your nips, take some sips.
It's his mom!
And blow some sweet
kisses.
It's
his mom, yeah.
Moist lips and checked. Looking so suspicious.
When does she start?
Soon. Right now, it's time.
Ready. Get ready. Lick your lips.
Oh.
What?
Go for a chat.
Oh, here she goes. Here's the mom.
Come on. Kill it.
This is ridiculous. Amphibious. Delicious. I'm feeling so chapped. Feeling so chapped, Moist. I'm feeling so chapped.
Chapped.
Feeling so chapped. Won't accept the status quo. No time for hate. Gotta make more love grow. Kissas, perhaps. Let's moisturize our chapped words. Snaps. Your lips soaring like a bird.
They got the snaps off.
Moist lips and chapped. Word.
Oh, my God. She dated that guy. I'm on a date.
Yeah, and I'm hard up for women.
Oh
my God.
That's who you meet on there?
Mm. And clearly he has written the whole thing.
Yes.
And then given it to mom, like, hey, this is your part, so like, please learn it.
It's a very sexual song to be singing with your mother.
Does he have anything else? I don't know.
They have a website.
They have 10 subscribers.
God. Oh, they want to get on the Ellen show. That's not going to happen.
Oh boy, Ellen has a way.
Oh,
jeez.
He's got some jibs on him.
Yes.
Yeah, there
he does.
How
did he get a date?
He's done Space Jam acoustic.
Might be worth it.
Space Jam acoustic. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for the Tomb Squad. Standing 2'4", the wonder from Down Under. The Tasmanian Devil.
He's out of his mind.
That's
right?
The dating world, yeah. You guys.
What's hanging behind him? Is that Michael Jordan?
That's something hanging off his TV. Yeah, it is a picture of Michael Jordan.
Is it a picture of Michael?
It's somebody making the slam dunk, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's the cheapest set for a music video I've ever seen.
Well, even his last music video was terrible. They put a stool behind them with a plant on top of it.
Maybe it's performance art. Maybe they're trying to make a stand.
That one was 7 years ago, so that was just him starting out.
Yeah.
Space Jam? Yeah, him with his mom was 3 years ago.
Wow.
My goodness.
He's talented.
Oh, Moist Lips and Chap had a great beat, though. That was a good beat.
He liked the beat.
He only had that one song. Yeah. Could you imagine you dated this guy, though?
No.
Oh, my God.
And he's in, when she said in a band with his mom,
yeah.
I died. I didn't think that was a possibility.
You know, you don't hear it a lot.
Besides the Partridge Family, I've never seen it.
Right, a mom son band. But you knew you're in for it when somebody just says, I'm in a cool band.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Stop there. Yeah. Right. I guarantee that you're not.
Yeah.
1,600 views. I don't know how he got so many on there.
He's got 10 subscribers, at least.
I know.
That's how.
Well,
could be more now.
I was going to say,
He has three times the amount of views most of my videos have.
Yeah.
Well, you've never done anything that insane.
I guess I need to start doing hip-hop music videos with my mom.
Yeah. Well, if you did.
What if we accidentally make Moist Lips and Chap take off?
I know, right? Aww. Accidentally. Don't look them up, please. Don't look them up.
Please look them up.
You heard all you need to hear. You heard it all.
I don't want to think about suicide swan dives.
No, you
might kill James.
You can't do better than James.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.